At this time, as I talked about this morning during the presidential report on our Midland Gives initiative, we started a program this year with a trophy that will recognize the district, statewide division, or program that did the best in raising money for Midland Gives. And we have a trophy, then we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it at the Federation Center, and each year we'll add, hopefully, a different district or even the same district. Doesn't matter when we raise the money for ourselves and so on. So I'd like Valerie Warrington to please come up and to read the trophy, and let's see who won.
Okay, thanks to everybody who contributed during Midlands Gives. As Frank mentioned this morning, we brought in over $6,000 for Rocky Bottom. And that is six times the amount we brought in when we started the campaign or started participating just 3 years ago. So that's pretty good. He also mentioned that we won the Power Hour by bringing in the most unique donations between 12 and 1. So to help get those donations up, we came up with this friendly competition within the group to award the team or the district that brought in the most donations a trophy. So that's what we're here to present now. We had representation or participation from districts 1 and 4 in our children's camp. But there were 4 that competed very strongly. You can tell by the number of unique donations that came in from those areas. And I do want to read out let you know our top 4 participants. In 4th place is our senior division. So yay! Thank all of you seniors for your participation. And the seniors were 4th in unique donations and dollars raised. In 3rd place for both the unique donations and dollars raised is District 2. Congratulations to Steve Cook and his team for 3rd place. And the 1st and 2nd place, the one to bring in the most unique donations, was not the team that brought in the most money. Therefore, but the team that raised the most money brought in twice as much as the one that brought in unique donations. Therefore, we thought it would be only fair to put both teams on the trophy. The team that brought in the most money is Successful Transitions. Yay! And I think we have a lot of those folks in the house right now. Good. And the team that brought in the most unique donations was District 5. So I am going to ask Jennifer Baser from Successful Transitions and Linda Disley from District 5 to come forward and accept the trophy. And if you don't mind, also share with us some of your campaign experiences and any comments or tips that you may have that the rest may find helpful. So this time I will let, since Jennifer's here, I'll let her go first, and then we will let Linda speak.
Congratulations. Thank you. Good afternoon. I actually am shocked. I just got to thank everybody in this room, because it's not a couple of us. It's everybody in this room, from the people at the Federation Center to people at Chick-fil-A West Columbia. That particular location brought us $1,200. We had one person give us a $100 bill and one person give us four $100 bills. So I just got to say, it's not about us. It's all of us. All of us who are doing this, from those of you who called people on the phone to those of you who posted it on Facebook and shared it, this is about us, and we're in it together. We're a family. And for Successful Transitions, we had an absolute ball doing this. We probably look ridiculous, but we had a great time. So I would invite you to join any of us, and not just Successful Transitions, but your NFBFSC team, to come out. If we can have some additional locations throughout the state, maybe in the Low Country, you guys can work together to get some couple places. The upper part of the state, the PD area. Just because it's called Midland Skids doesn't mean we can't sit there and try to help all of our areas in South Carolina for Rocky Bottom and this great organization. Thank you to all of you. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you.
I'm going to let you and Linda hold the trophy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to let Jennifer and Linda, right here, both hold the trophy.
Good afternoon. This is truly not a surprise. It's a shock. I mean, I'm not going to be long because the tears are going to come. This shows that teamwork works. And it's not about me or Jennifer, it's about the team. And even though we're getting this trophy, we, as the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, look what we did. But to our district, I am so, so elated that you took the time to help us to spread the word and to let people know how important it is to give to Midland's Give. Once again, I thank you guys so much. Anything I can do for you, we can do for you, please let us know. Thank you once again.
Okay, thank you, and I'll turn it back over to Frank, huh? Oh, okay, go ahead. No, I just wanted to thank everybody for your participation.
Thank you, Valerie. Valerie really coordinated this together, this whole thing. She and I started talking about it. We talked about it as a board in December and January at our leadership seminar. And we came up with this competition thing. I think it's worked out well. Shelly and I were there the day of the actual Midland's Gives. The senior division was kind enough to provide refreshments. It was kind of like watching an election because we were keeping updated where the unique contributions were coming in during that hour. Ooh, we got 20. Ooh, we got 22. Ooh, we got 25. So it was pretty cool to listen to it and to watch. And some of these guys were on their laptops watching the contributions come in and so forth. But thank you all. As Linda said, it's a team effort. And as I said this morning, one team, one goal. And we showed that with Midland's Gives.